If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and, you know, I probably shouldn't say welcome back because I know we've got a lot of new listeners lately. I think folks that have found us from the Daily Motivations podcast. So to some of you, it's just welcome. This might be your first time here to the Primal Potential podcast. And if you are just starting out, we talk a lot about fat loss. We talk a lot about food and fat loss, mindset and fat loss, consistency and motivation and those sorts of things. So if you're just starting out, a good place to start, which is a common question I get, might be the Fat Loss Basics mini-series I did, which is back in episodes 121 through, I think, about 125. That's the Fat Loss Basics series. Or episode 195, which is the Golden Rules of Carbs and Fat Loss, is definitely a favorite for people who are like, what are we doing here? But for today, I want to talk about limitations. The limitations that you've accepted in your mind as true, but might not be. The things you tell yourself that you can't do, that are too much for you, too advanced for you, too hard for you, not possible for you. And oftentimes, these are the things that keep us from our goals, even though they're not real. So they are holding us back from what we're really capable of, but they're not even real, even though we think they are. And I want to help you identify these things so that you can prove to yourself that they actually might not be true. It is these ideas in our heads. Many, many, many times we don't even consciously recognize them, but they're responsible for our answers of, I can't, and it's not possible, or it's too hard, or I'm not ready for that. And I'm going to give you guys some examples from my own life because I have had a few things happen recently, probably within the last 6 months or so, that were real aha moments for me of recognizing, wow, I've been telling myself that I can't do something just because I think I can't based on what I know, but I haven't really tried yet. And turns out when I try, I'm like, look at that. Who would have thought I actually can do it? And I had been believing this voice of fear or assumption or limitation, and I just assumed it was true, but it wasn't. And these examples, they might seem a little bit silly at first, like, okay, what does that have to do with anything? But stick with me because I promise I'm making a larger and much more powerful point. This first one that I want to share with you, this is several months ago that this happened, and I shared it up on the blog, but it's worth repeating because this was sort of the catalyst for me realizing that many times I tell myself something's not possible for me and I am 100% wrong. So now I'm on the lookout for what are these things that I just assume I can't do, I'm not strong enough for mentally or physically, but I actually am. So here's what happened. This was after Ascend. Ascend was the first ever live Primal Potential conference that I held back in the fall in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, I came off that event, you know, beforehand, I had been totally focused on getting ready. And afterwards, I was like, all right, let's really crush it. Let's really, you know, take care of myself and take care of my health and what needs to be done here. And I recognized that I didn't really have an appropriate office space. And that was stressing me out. It was making work harder than it needed to be. I work from home. And I had moved in June, and I was so focused on just getting ready for Ascend that I never took time to kind of get settled in my new place. I was working from my couch or my kitchen island. not ideal on an everyday kind of basis. So I decided after Ascend, a big priority for me was to create a home office space that would just make it easier to be productive at home, right? So I went out and I found and I bought this huge, beautiful table. It's actually a dining table and I was going to use it as a desk. Solid wood. It is massive, about 7 feet long, 4 feet wide. And the next obvious question was, how do I get it home, right? I can't get it home by myself. So the gentleman at the store where they don't deliver, he's like, you know, get a truck, get somebody to help you. You'll be fine. So of course, you know, I called my mom's boyfriend, they're local, and he said he'd come help me with his truck. Perfect. Well, the day came when he was supposed to help. And of course I had my mindset on, you know, this is the day I'm going to create this awesome office space. And so didn't work out. He couldn't help, weather, bunch of circumstances. He didn't show, right? So I had to get the table. And I am a wee bit stubborn. Like, yes, I realized that one option would be wait till another day when he could come. But that was not where I was at. I was like, this office space is happening and it's happening today. So here's what happens. So I go back into the store. This was not about, oh, I have these limitations in my mind. It was just, I'm getting this table today. So I go back to the store and I said, look, I bought this table. I have a Jeep. What are my options for getting it home? And I'm thinking, like, tie the damn thing to the top of the car. I don't care. So the store was only a couple of miles from my house, and we agreed that we could load it into the back of the car. I know this seems so random. I promise it's not. So anyway, this guy and I at the store, we agree we can load it into the back of the car and then tie down the tailgate. I think that's what it's called. You know what I mean? The SUV equivalent of a trunk. Tie it down because it wouldn't close all the way because part of the table was sticking out the back. So just tie it down and drive slow. Got it. One problem solved. One assumption debunked that it wouldn't fit in the car. It would. It just wouldn't fit with the doors closed. So we can work around that. Then the next thing was, how do I get it out of the car and up to the house and up the stairs? And the legs, there's these two huge, big, chunky legs. They came off so I could carry those. They were heavy, but I could make that work. But the tabletop, again, solid wood, over 100 pounds, 7 feet long, 4 feet wide. How do I do this? So I decided, again, not out of some like, I'm stronger than I think I am, just total stubbornness. I am doing this home office thing today. I said, I'll do it alone. I'll figure it out one step at a time, one inch at a time. I'll do it. And I did it, right? I did it. I got this thing out of the car by myself, up to the house by myself, up the stairs. I'll link to the blog where I wrote about this because it's kind of hysterical and I've got some pictures in there for those of you that are curious. I'll link to it on the show notes for this episode. It's kind of a funny story and I'm just kind of breezing through it here because the point is, I assumed that I couldn't and I was wrong. And I was so incredibly proud and impressed and kind of stunned afterwards. Like, wait, in my mind, I just assumed, well, you can't get this huge thing out of the car. I mean, it's awkwardly shaped. It's heavy. You have to go up the stairs. You have to make this sharp, hard corner turn. You can't do it yourself without putting it through the wall. But I was wrong. It wasn't that I had done this before and broke my face or put it through a wall. I had never done it to think that I couldn't do it. I just assumed that it wasn't possible. But it was. And this isn't about furniture. So stick with me because the point I'm going to make after a couple of examples is that it's really a point that will change your life, that many times we tell ourselves we can't do something because we think we can't. So it's not something we've tried. We don't know for sure. We're just making assumptions and they are wrong and they are limiting us. So more recently, just the other day, in fact, I completed this 5-day fast. I had never done that before. I had no food for 5 days. And here, I'm not sure that I've shared this with anybody other than Ella, who did the fast with me, and my sister, who I spent some time with when I got back. But if you recall, if you listened to episode 300 was when we announced the fast. I very heavily emphasized in that episode, and every time I talked about it afterwards, that we were intending to do a 5-day fast, but that I was going to listen to my body. I made it very clear that if I didn't feel good, I was going to stop, right? And I did that. I emphasized that because, guys, I was completely certain that I could not fast for 5 days. I was completely certain that the hunger would overwhelm me. Now, I had never done a 5-day fast. I had never attempted a 5-day fast. The only other fast I had really attempted was a 24-hour fast. And I didn't eat at 24 hours because the hunger overwhelmed me. I ate at 24 hours because I intended to fast for 24 hours. My point is, I had never done it before, but I assumed in my head that I couldn't, that it would be too hard. I wasn't willing to endure stupid levels of hunger, and so I made it really clear that I was completely fine breaking a fast and just saying, my body is screaming that it needs food, and I'm going to listen to it. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen. The hunger didn't overwhelm me. I never felt like my body was screaming that I needed fuel and I needed to listen to it, because I would have. I would have broken the fast on day two or day three if I was like, I am stupid hungry and this is ridiculous. So I set the stage telling you guys on the podcast, like, this is what we're intending to do, but I mean, I'm just going to listen to my body. I did that because I was sure that I wasn't going to be able to make it 5 days, but I did. Every day I would wake up and I was staying at Ella's house because I just thought it would be easier to do it together. And it was. I would wake up every day and say to her, like, I'm shocked that I'm still doing this. Seriously, I was sure. And I actually thought that it would be a cool twist on it. Like, hey, I listened to my body day three. It's over. Doesn't work for me. And that I would be able to make a point about not being attached to outcomes and really listening to your body. I was really kind of banking on the fact that that's what would happen, but it didn't. The point I'm trying to make here, guys, is that all of us, myself included, right now today, need to stop telling ourselves that we can't do something unless we know we can't do it because we've tried with all our effort. And if you haven't tried, if you haven't tried with all your effort, then you don't know. So it's not, no, I can't, or that's too hard, or I'm not strong enough, or I don't have what it takes to do that. It's simply, I don't know because I've never tried with my best effort, right? Anytime you say, I can't, or I won't, or it's too hard, you've got to ask yourself, have I gone at this before with my best effort? With the table. How do I know I can't get it out of the car and do it by myself? Have I tried before with my best effort? No. How do I know I can't do a 5-day fast? Have I tried before with my best effort? No. And this realization for me has changed everything. I mean, sorry to go back to another furniture example, but I feel like I've been moving a lot lately. Just a couple weeks ago, I bought this big media center and the guys at the store put it into my car. And my first thought was, well, that's great. How am I going to get it out of the car and into the new place by myself? And because I had broken this limitation with the table, I was like, wait, I don't know that I can't do it alone. And this is probably, I don't know, 4.5 feet long. It's probably a little heavier than the table, but not as big, but bulkier for sure, because I couldn't, wrap my arms around it. But you know what? I slowly got it out of the car and then I dragged it into the apartment and into the elevator and I got it in by myself. And the only reason that I was able to do that is because I had this voice going, well, have you tried to get it in by yourself? Like, worst case scenario, I get it halfway out of the car and realize I can't. And the next person that comes out of the building, I say, hey, would you mind giving me a hand? Instead of just assuming I can't do this alone. And again, this isn't about furniture, because you might be 100% sure because you've tried and failed that you aren't strong enough. But the bigger picture is, what are these things that you keep telling yourself you can't do, but you've never really tried with your best effort, right? If you haven't tried with your best effort, the answer isn't I can't or it's too hard. It's I don't know because I haven't tried yet. The only way we know whether we can or can't do something is if we've really given it our best shot. You've got to change your language from I can't or I couldn't or it's too hard to either I don't know or I'll find out. Guys, this shift will crack your world wide open with potential and possibilities. Just the other week, even though I've learned this lesson, I'm still learning it every day. Just the other week, I went into the gym and I had decided ahead of time that I couldn't do a particular workout because it included things I had never done before. And in my head, I was like, I'm not there yet. I'm not strong enough. I'm not lean enough. I'm not light enough. Whatever it is, I can't do it. So I had decided I'll go in and say, tell me how to modify this, right? My decision was based on assumptions in my head. I had never tried with my best effort. I just convinced myself it wasn't an option for me. And I had reasons for that thinking, like, well, I can't do this, so I can't do that. Well, I'm this size, so I can't do that. Fortunately for me, when I walked in that day, the coach said, you're doing this workout. And I did it. And I was euphoric and I was shocked because I had decided wrongly that I couldn't before I'd even tried. We must stop accepting limitations we've accepted in our minds without fact, because they're based on fear, they're based on assumptions, and they are often wrong. It was probably about a year ago now that one of my fat loss fast track clients asked me, she was saying, you know, like, what has you motivated to get out of bed each morning? What keeps you from hitting snooze when your alarm goes off? What is it that gets you to be productive every morning, 7 days a week? And my answer was completely off the cuff, but genuine. And they asked me to go back to the recording afterwards and pull this moment. And I did, because it resonated so deeply with many of them. I said, when she asked me, like, what is it that gets you up and you don't hit snooze? What's the deal? And I said, I am wildly curious about my potential and fiercely determined to create it. And what I didn't know then that I do know now is that I can't reach that potential. I can't create that potential if I'm stopping myself based on assumptions I'm making that I haven't tested yet. What limitations have you accepted, but you haven't tested? You haven't tried with your best effort. I want you to make a list of them. What are the things you tell yourself you can't do or you haven't tried because you assume you couldn't, whether it is a workout? Like, so many of my clients, one of the things we do in the fat loss fast track as we get further and further, like closer to weeks 11 and 12, is we incorporate some fitness stuff. And so many times people will say, I'm not there yet, I can't do that. And then I'll say, have you tried with your best effort? And when they do it, their minds are blown. Like people who say, there's no way I could run a mile. Have you tried with your best effort? The confidence that comes when you do something that you've told yourself you couldn't, but you've never tried, and then you realize, oh my gosh, I can. And the way that that brings a new perspective, a new attitude, a new excitement to other things that you've discounted to any time moving forward that you say, oh, I don't think I can do that, but I don't know, so let me try. And then you go, hey, I actually can, or I can do a whole lot more than I thought I could. That is how we grow. That is how we crack our whole world wide open. And I want that for you. I want you to create a list of a couple of things that you say you couldn't do. It might be in your career. It might be in your relationship. It might be with your self-discipline. It might be with your fitness. Start proving yourself wrong. At least try. I'm not suggesting that you can, in fact, do the things you couldn't do, but at least stop telling yourself you can't unless you've tried with your best effort, right? There is an athlete that says, break PRs every day. PRs are personal records. Break PRs every day. We don't have to break PRs in the gym every day, but we can absolutely break PRs in our life every day with consistency, with new levels of discipline, with new levels of self-care, but it doesn't happen by accident. We have to intentionally seek them out. We have to be honest with ourselves about the things we've said we can't do that are too hard, that are too much, and then chase them, go after them, and prove ourselves wrong. It will crack your world wide open. Wide open. I want you guys to try this. I want to help you take your thinking, your life, your potential to the next level. And I know that you are living within a comfort zone and your world is so much bigger than you think it is because there are limitations you've accepted in your mind that are not real. Every single time I surprise myself with what I can do that I had told myself I couldn't based on assumptions, my world gets bigger. and I grow and I change. And then there is a confidence that comes with that that makes you unstoppable. Completely unstoppable, wildly curious about your potential and fiercely determined to create it. I want to give you guys a heads up that registration is currently open for the spring Fat Loss Fast Track. Okay, that starts on April 2nd. It is 12 weeks of coaching. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. As of when I'm recording this, there are only a handful of spots left. So if you want them, check out that link over on the show notes for this episode at primalpotential.com. This is episode 311. So just hit the podcast tab, click on 311. You'll find the link. Check out all the information. If you have questions about it, let's talk about it. Shoot me an email. I'm happy to give you my two cents on what it is and how it works. If maybe that's one of the ways that you want to tear down your limitations. Yes, you can commit to 12 weeks of caring for yourself, of opening up your opportunities and your potential and taking care of yourself on a whole new level. Hope you guys have a great day. I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.